Morning, Brad.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
Now, Acrobat, just fill our audience in again. We'll be missing the English Millennium.
Yeah, disappointing news there. Obviously, a superficial cut to the hind leg there. So we'll be out of the English Millennium next month. Would have been a very, very short price favourite there off the impressive debut win. One of the best two-year-old performances of the season so far. So he'll miss that, but look, likely to still on track for the Blue Diamond and the Golden Slipper.
Now, what about Montefilia? Staying in Sydney, good move?
Yeah, good move. Obviously, you know, had, I guess, the option of going down to Melbourne for like a race like the All-Star Mile, but I hear the plans are to stay in Sydney and, of course, target the ATC Oaks here. So, you know, she's a really good stayer and can't wait to see her back. I think she's going to trail next week.
Victorum. Now, well, I spoke to Denny Gray when I was doing Racing HQ late last year. It was back in work. And have you got any information there for our audience? Because he's a very popular horse.
Yeah, very popular horse. He had that chip removed from a fetlock following the disappointing run in the Stradbroke last winter. So likely to return to racing in Sydney February 13, I believe. A couple of trials before that expected as well. So you're right, very popular horse. And good to hear that he's back in training and likely to return to the track next month.
Now, have you got anything for us today that we can jump on?
Race 3, number 9, correlate for me, guys. Around that $3.10 mark. Concede Blaze 7's a nice enough horse going forward, but I just think correlate finds the front today. Rail out 3 metres at Wyong generally favours those horses on the rail. So I think she'll find the rail. She'll find the front. Be very, very hard to run down.
All right. Mate, what did you make of yesterday, the cricket?
Yeah, it's very disappointing, wasn't it? I think we got the tactics wrong. I thought we were far too short all day. Lion bowled far too straight as well. And look, I think it sums it up, guys, where we're at. I mean, you know, Pat Cummings was named player of the series. So when you break it down, we've got two of the best bowlers in the world in Pat Cummings and Josh Hazlewood, two of the best batsmen in the world in Steve Smith and Marnus Labuschagne, and we're still struggling. So we've really got to build a team around those. And I think it's fair to say outside of those top four, everyone else, their spots are up for grabs. There's got to be pressure on the rest of them because they're just not performing. And, you know, Tim Payne's captaincy, there's got to be a query because we've lost the unlosable again there yesterday, and that's a major, major concern.
Mate, enjoy today. We've got midweek racing from Wyong, our other meetings around the country as well. We've got Sandown, Oakbank, Townsville, Ascot, Mowi, Launceston, and they'll kick off just under 2 hours over there in New Zealand if you're keen at Te Rapa. Have a good day, Bradley.
Thanks, guys. Speak to you on Friday.